Jefferson Graham, USA Today, you're listening to Talking Tech, the weekend edition of Talking Tech, where we look back at one big story from the week. And this week, what could be bigger than when I dropped the Apple Watch and cracked it into smithereens? Now, you know that the new Series 4 edition of the Apple Watch has a bigger, more colorful screen and one really cool new feature. If you fall to the ground and don't get back up within 60 seconds, and you happen to be a senior, it will call 911 and get help on your behalf automatically. But what will it do about the cracked screen of the watch itself? Or more specifically, the screen that, as I noted, fell to the ground this week as I was adjusting the band. And yeah, you should see it now. Now, getting a broken smartphone screen fixed is rather easy. Any shopping mall and most city centers have kiosks and storefronts eager to take care of all of us klutzes who drop our phones and get screens easily replaced. One of the largest firms, Ubreak iFix, has nearly 500 stores, and it says it fixes some 60,000 phones monthly, mostly due to broken screens. In other words, a lot of people break their phones. But Ubreak iFix wouldn't even touch the current edition of the Apple Watch. Neither does rival iCracked or even Best Buy's Geek Squad. The reason Apple tells me is that the watch is designed in a more complicated fashion. It's not like the technicians can just remove one screen and replace it with another. They would need to take the entire watch apart to fix it. The parts for these things are really expensive. The CEO of Ubreak iFix told me that the part alone that would be needed to fix that Series 4 watch would cost $180, and that's before adding in labor. So the bottom line, get ready, here you're going to hear some numbers. You break an Apple Watch, you might as well buy a new one. The device starts at $400. Apple's flat rate to fix the screen is $300. If you bought AppleCare for $79, Apple will give you up to two fixes of accidental damage at $70 a pop. Or in other words, spend $150 for AppleCare plus the fix fee to fix a watch that you spent $400 on, or 37.5% of the initial cost. Now, these prices aren't that much higher than what Apple charges to fix iPhones until you look at it on a percentage basis. Apple charges $329 to replace a cracked screen of the flagship 6.5-inch iPhone XS Max, or $29 if you spend $200 for AppleCare. Now, that's versus $279 for the smaller XS, or $200 for the 6.1-inch XR. In other words, you know you're going to crack your iPhone screen at some point. Not buying AppleCare for protection of what's often a $1,000 investment is foolish. Most people, knowing how fragile their phones are, usually buy a case to protect their device at a cost of anywhere from $25 to $100. For the watch, Apple doesn't sell cases, but many third-party vendors do. In fact, a simple search for Apple Watch Series 4 cases on Amazon shows a cottage industry devoted to rather inexpensive-looking $10 to $25 bumper protectors for the watch. This wouldn't have saved me as the screen fell straight to the ground, but who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Longtime listeners of Talking Tech know that I've been consistent in asks for Apple when it comes to new features. Don't tell me about new power. Don't tell me about more power. Don't tell me about augmented reality or anything else fancy. Just give me an all-day battery and unbreakable glass. That's all I need. But clearly, Apple doesn't want to make devices with unbreakable screens, or it would. Consider this. What's a good motivator for people to upgrade to new phones or watches? Something is wrong with the current model, as in a cracked screen. Fix the glass issue and Apple won't sell as many new ones. Now, in diving into the world of smartwatches and cracked screens this week, I think back to the old tagline Timex used once upon a time for its watch. It takes a licking and it keeps on ticking. Well, the Apple Watch won't keep on ticking, it needs to be charged, and it certainly won't take a licking. But hey, did a Timex ever call 911 when anyone fell down? I don't think so. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, and please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. Look for me on Twitter. I'd love to hear your comments. I'm at Jefferson Graham. Thanks, everyone, for listening.